Leaving, that's Chet Baker, John Haller, Jim Richardson and Tony Mann, in the spring of 1983 in London. And now, here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for Julian Joseph with Jazz Lineup.
Hello! The lyrical bass playing of today's featured artist, the gifted young British composer and bandleader Misha Mullav-Abado, with a taster from his much-anticipated second album, Cross-Platform Exchange. He hails from an impressive musical lineage as the son of the late Italian conductor Claudio Abado and Russian violinist Victoria Mullava. I have a special set recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage at the London Jazz Festival last year, featuring Misha and his group, coming up later on the show. But to start things off, here's the latest album from guitar great Kevin Eubanks, and on this track he's teamed up with the pioneering bass heavyweight Dave Holland, and this is Timeline. Kevin Eubanks in great company with Nicholas Payton on trumpet, the mighty Dave Holland on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. And that was Timeline from his latest album, East West Timeline, out on the Mac Avenue label. Well, the album is divided into two parts, with this lineup that includes pianist and person about to take over the piano chair in the Bad Plus, Oren Evans. The other band includes percussionist Minu Cinelu, tenor man Bill Pierce, and drummer Marvin Smitty Smith. As ever, Eubanks has a lot to say and a profound way of saying it. So, from the soulful ensembles of a guitar master to one led by multiple Grammy Award-winning trumpeter and composer Terence Blanchard, from his score for The Comedian starring Robert De Niro and Leslie Mann and directed by Taylor Hack, Terence has written scores for over 50 movies, and his work on the brilliant director Spike Lee's films Malcolm X, 25th Hour, Inside Man are notable triumphs in the genre. And his current soundtrack is a star-studded affair, including Ravi Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Kenny Barron on piano, Carl Allen on the drums, David Pulfus on bass, and Carrie Allen Lee on alto saxophone. This is Jackie's Lament.
Thank you.
Trumpet maestro Terence Blanchard and Jackie's Lament from his soundtrack To the Comedian, out now on Blue Note. Well, we'll return now back to European shores and the music of Norwegian pianist Tord Gustafsson, who will be performing as part of a very special concert for Jazz Lineup next month. And for ticket information, check out the shows and tours link on the Jazz Lineup webpage. Gustafsson will be playing solo at Pacific Key in Glasgow on June the 1st. So, to get you in the mood, here's the Tord Gustafsson Quartet and Glow.
Thank you.
Tord Gustafsson and Glow from his ECM album Extended Circle. And before his jazz lineup appearance, Tord will be performing with his trio at the Stoller Hall of Cheetham School of Music in Manchester on May 26th. Well, now we go to our concert set, and as promised, is bassist and bandleader Misha Mulov-Abado, who came up with a very talented crop of musicians who are now conquering the world of music, and in particular Grammy Award-winning vocalist and arranger Jacob Collier, who was the pianist on Misha's debut album. He grew up in a classical music household under the watchful eye of his mother Victoria and stepfather, the cellist Matthew Barley. Misha was encouraged to embrace music from many different cultures and approaches, which has fired and fueled his gifts for composition. And now he releases his second album for the Edition label, on which he explores involving recording techniques into his compositional process. Before we hear his impressive band, here's Misha speaking with Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre about the band's formation and evolution.
I'm here with Misha Mulov-Abado, double bassist and band leader, leader of the Misha Mulov-Abado group. And Misha, this group has been together for a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years now since we did our first gig. It's a slightly different lineup. We've all changed musically over the years. A couple of people have come and gone, usually due to lifestyle changes. Like, we used to have the pianist Jacob Collier, who is, as I'm sure you all know, a bit of an international solo superstar now, so he doesn't really have the time anymore. But we're very lucky to have a really old friend of mine called Liam Dunnicky, who I went to university with.
So you can say you gave Jacob his first break?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'm responsible for everything. I hope not. But the changes of musicians have led to the music being different, and it's made me decide to write things differently because of the players involved. We also used to have the trombonist Tom Green, who now doesn't do it anymore, but we've got Sam Rapley on the tenor sax instead, and we usually have James Davison on the trumpet, although he is away this weekend, so couldn't be with us this time.
Misha Mulov-Abado speaking with Kevin Legendre. And here is the first piece from Misha's concert set, recorded especially for Jazz Lineup at last year's London Jazz Festival. Performing with Matthew Hurd and Sam Rapley on saxophones, pianist Liam Dunnicky and drummer Scott Chapman. And here they are in action with Misha's composition, Pure 100% Nunnery. The effervescent sound of the Misha Mulov Abado group and pure 100% nunnery, demonstrating the excitement and thoughtful recklessness that these guys can engender. Recorded especially for Jazz Lineup, we have the rest of Misha and his band's captivating set coming up later on the show. Next up, we have a number of centenaries in jazz this year. 100 years of recorded jazz with the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the births of trumpet great Dizzy Gillespie, Maestro Thelonious Monk, and the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. And here's Ella with Count Basie and Them Their Eyes.
First time I looked into them, their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way you're flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started thumping with them, their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes. Thank you.
The irrepressible Ella Fitzgerald, who would be 100 this year. And the centenaries keep coming, as drum legend Buddy Rich would also be turning 100 this year. And in celebration, Ronnie Scott's Club in London will present 12 special performances from the Buddy Rich Big Band, featuring the band's now drummer Greg Potter. The concerts will take place at the club between May 22nd and 27th, with special guest drummer Dave Weckl, who'll also perform with the band. Well, here's Buddy on the Beatles classic Norwegian Wood. Buddy Rich with his legendary big band performing Norwegian Wood, providing a full, exciting sound, driving his big band's irresistible and energetic rendition of that classic Beatles piece. You're listening to the finest jazz here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, and this is Jazz Lineup. Still to come, more music from today's featured artist, bassist Misha Mulov-Abado. Before then, here's a very special trio led by another young and gifted bass man, Mark Lewandowski, who celebrates the music of one of the most prolific and entertaining musicians in jazz, vocalist and pianist Fats Waller. Joining him on this journey are two of Britain's finest, Paul Clarvis on drums and pianist Liam Noble. And this is Lulu's Back in Town.
There are exactly 243 pounds of Mr. Waller tonight. There are also 10 fingers, which weigh nothing because they're composed of pure genius. Fats Waller.
I feel like I'll step out that window and turn left.
From the album Waller, that was the sound of the Mark Lewandowski Trio and Lulu's Back in Town, out on Worldwind Recordings. Well, we return now to our concert set from bassist and bandleader Misha Mulov-Abado. And just before we hear Misha and his band, Jazz Lineup's Kevin Lejeune was at the London Jazz Festival and caught up with Misha and asked him about his role as a composer.
You've been writing music for a long time. Since we met a couple of years ago, you were writing your own compositions then, and that seems to be very important to you, not just being a bass player and a musician, but asserting yourself as a composer as well.
I love so many different types of music, and I love doing different gigs, playing in different bands, different styles, and so my favourite way to kind of honour that, I guess, is to write lots of music influenced by lots of different things, which is why sets with my band tend to get pretty varied, and it's just really feels really great to be able to look at certain cultures or traditions for each song.
Is there anything particular you want to mention on that score, sources of inspiration or other musicians perhaps, or traditions?
Well, more and more recently I've been influenced by just music from different cultures around the world, less and less traditional jazz. Brazilian music's a big influence, Eastern European, Balkan, Israeli music, they're all starting to kind of play quite a big part in the music that I listen to in general, and therefore the music that I write.
And one of the pieces that you're going to play is a very danceable, very, very bright, kind of skipping Latin piece, which I think is called Hair of the Bop. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think we're going to finish with that. That's a very heavily influenced by a lot of Brazilian music I've been listening to and also playing recently. It's basically just a big party. The title has nothing to do with the style other than it's just what I was pretty hungover that day. and someone told me I should have another whiskey to cure the hangover of the whiskey the night before, the many whiskeys the night before.
So a good musical tonic for us all.
Yes, exactly. Very much so. It should cure any Friday night outings that you'd have had yesterday.
Misha, real pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Legendre in conversation with our featured artist Misha Mulov-Abado. The majority of the pieces we're about to hear feature on his latest and much anticipated second album, Cross Platform Exchange, an album where producer Duncan Bridgman has played a significant role in helping to shape the music with specific use of the studio. So now to the music, and it's definitely buoyant and lively, but first a carefully considered and well-paced piece that featured on his debut release, New Ansonia. This is the Misha Mulov-Abado group with the tender and lilting Circle Song. Thank you.
was called Circle Song. This next one is another slightly eccentric, silly one. It's called Gromit's Grand Outing, inspired by my favourite childhood movie, Wallace and Gromit. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
We've got one more song for you. Special thank you to these wonderful musicians. You've been listening to Liam Dunnicky on the piano, Sam Rapley on the tenor sax, Matthew Hearn on the alto sax, and holding it all together in the back, Scott Chapman on the drums. And a big thank you to everyone here at the South Bank and the London Jazz Festival and this jazz lineup stage for having us. This last song is called Hair of the Bop. Enjoy.
Hair of the Bop, rounding off an exciting and intricate set from the Misha Mullah Vibhado group. That piece was preceded by the deliberately comical up-tempo piece Gromit's Grand Outing. Matthew Heard and Sam Rapley were on saxophones, Liam Dunnicky on piano, Scott Chapman on the drums, and composer and leader Misha Mullah Vibhado on the bass. And for more information about Misha, the band, and the pieces you heard, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. And worth checking out is Misha's latest recording, Cross-Platform Interchange, on the Cardiff-based Edition Records. That's released this week. And there are plenty of dates to catch Misha and the band, who play the Cambridge Summer Music Festival on the 20th of July, the Wonder Inn in Manchester on the 24th, and the Lescar in Sheffield on the 26th. For the full list of dates, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. You're listening to The Best of Jazz from the UK and beyond with me, Julian Joseph, on Jazz Lineup here on BBC Radio 3. And now we move to Ethio Jazz, as pioneered by Mulato Astatke, the father of Ethiopian jazz. Combining signature sounds of his African culture with his classical studies in London and further studies in the United States at the tail end of the 1950s, his music has had a profound influence on generations of musicians as he established his Ethiopian quintet, leading on the vibraphone and congas. The Strut label have re-released his album of 1972, which successfully combined the elements he'd been working on to create the album Mulato of Ethiopia. This is Chifara. Thank you. Chifara from Mulatu Estatke, from a re-release of his Mulatu of Ethiopia album. Well, from one genre experimenter to the pianist Cameron Graves, who featured heavily on Kamasi Washington's runaway success, The Epic. Now Graves releases his own offering, which features friend, comrade and collaborator Kamasi. The album is called Planetary Prince, and this is the title track. We'll be right back. Pianist Cameron Graves and the title track of his Mac Avenue label release, Planetary Prince. Well, we're almost at the end of this week's edition of Jazz Lineup. On next week's show, a performance from Cuban pianist Alfredo Rodriguez, recorded at the Gateshead Jazz Festival. Remember, Jazz Now is here on Radio 3 on Monday nights at 11. To close, it's the authentic, completely contemporary and irresistibly grooving sound of the New Orleans Hot 8 Brass Band. And this is Get It How You Live. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph. Bye-bye.
Get It How You Live, performed by the Hot 8 Brass Band, ending this week's edition of Jazz Lineup. The programme was presented by Julian Joseph, and it was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. And there's more jazz on Radio 3 tonight at midnight, when Geoffrey Smith will be here surveying the work of the guitarist Joe Pass. And as Julian mentioned, Jazz Now is here on Monday evening with Soweto Kinch presenting a concert by the American trio The Bad Plus. That's at 11 o'clock on Monday. Stay with us on BBC Radio 3 to hear brand new music for the Opera House. First, though, news of another fan of the opera who caused ripples in the press when he headed from his homeland to America.
Dvorak famously stated that in the Negro melodies of America, I discover all that is needed for a great and noble school of music. The harpsichordist Mahan Esfahani asks,
why is it that we know Dvorak's quote, but know so few of the names of African-American classical composers working at the time?
He just asked me, have you ever played the music of other black composers? And that was the first time it dawned on me that I never had.
All of those composers had aspirations. Scott Joplin, the last thing he writes is an opera. He never sees it done in his lifetime. But why?
The Dvorak statement, tomorrow evening at 6:45 on BBC Radio 3.
6:30 now. This is BBC Radio 3. Time for opera on 3. Here's Tom McKinney.
A conceited, despotic leader. Jealous, angry, warped and deluded by a dangerous paranoia directed at everyone around him. A man so riddled with arrogance and convinced of his totalitarian supremacy that he would even question truth itself. In this case, the Oracle of Delphi. But for all the extremities of Shakespeare's drama, at its heart is something very simple. A jealous husband and a woman scorned. Welcome to The Winter's Tale by Ryan Wigglesworth, his first opera, and which he's also conducting here at English National Opera.
The idea of writing an opera based on The Winter's Tale goes back a long time, but I'm surprised how much had kind of accrued over the years, a sound world and often very specific musical ideas linked to particular moments in the drama.
The story of The Winter's Tale is a compressed form of, in some ways, a sort of a kitchen sink drama in terms of, you know, someone thinking that his wife's been sleeping with his best friend and the implications thereof of that. But, you know, that's the seed of the play. And part of the magic of going to see plays of such antiquity is that they come alive with just as much resonance, relevance and knowledge of the human spirit as writers writing today. And there is great comfort and also great distress in its unchanging nature.
Rory Kinnear, director of The Winter's Tale. With me at the Coliseum is Gillian Moore, director of music at London South Bank Centre. And think of Gillian as being my own personal Oracle of Delphi, here for me to consult on all things regarding contemporary opera. Gillian, we've both already seen performances of this new work. Tell me, what was your first impression of Ryan's Winter's Tale?
Yes, well, having just seen it once, I guess my impression was of a very taut and quite fast-paced telling of this really devastating and very, very strange play. Ryan Wigglesworth is such an assured composer, and he brings all that to bear. So we have some extraordinarily brilliant vocal writing. I think one of the key things about this, and something which many people who were that I spoke to on the night were commenting on, was you could hear